There are a variety of themes that could be drawn from the scripture readings of this morning, and I would like just to take one small theme and develop it for a few moments. Today, the feast is the Feast of the Holy Family. It really is a feast that seeks to invite us to walk more deeply in the mystery of the Incarnation. That the one who is unlimited chose to be limited. The one who is eternal chose to be finite. The one who is all-powerful chose to embrace human weakness. And not in some generic sense, but in a very specific sense. That there was one infant child, flesh and blood, born in a specific place. And that this child in his humanity shared the life of his ancestors, as any one of us does. And this child was shaped by those closest to him. This child was shaped by a religious practice. This child was formed and shaped in his humanity by neighbors in that little town of Nazareth. And that's really what the church seeks for us to grapple with. And so the first two readings, the readings about Abraham, are a way of saying this child finds his lineage, his family tree, back in Abraham. Abraham had two sons, the eldest son Ishmael, the second son Isaac. This child does not trace his lineage back to the eldest, but to the second son. And Isaac had two sons, Esau and Jacob. And this child traces his lineage back not to the eldest son, Esau, but to the second son, Jacob. And Jacob was not a very nice man. Jacob was a liar. Jacob was a thief. Jacob stole his brother's birthright. And Jacob had 12 sons. And this infant child traces his lineage back not to the greatest of the 12, Joseph, the one who is the seer, the visionary, the one who rescues his family from famine, but Judah, a rather ordinary, garden variety, uninspiring person. What the church wants us to recognize and to grapple with is that in the mystery of the Incarnation, God grabs hold of human life just as human life is. Some of it is great, and some of it is tawdry. Some of it is magnificent, and some of it is ordinary. Some of it is strong, and some of it is weak, and some of it is beneficial, and some of it is destructive. But that's human life. And when God embraces human life, God doesn't do it. In a fairy tale, God doesn't do it antiseptically. God does it really. God does it with all of the mess and all of the glory that is human life. God enters into relationships, human relationships, flawed relationships, supportive and destructive relationships. God is present when two people come face to face. That's the mystery that we're invited to embrace today, that the Son of God embraces the fullness of the human family in all that that means. And you and I are challenged to see in human life the very image of the living God. And that's not always an easy thing to do. Sometimes it's very difficult. Nevertheless, you and I live an ordinary human life. Jesus the Son embraced an ordinary human life. In the ordinariness of our lives, we are called to give extraordinary witness to the love of God, the love that allowed God to embrace us fully.